May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As I began preparing for this week's sermon, I came across the icon that you can see here on my iPad and in your bulletin, on the slip of paper inserted in your bulletin. It's an icon called Christ of Marigold, or sometimes referred to as Christ in the Margins. And it was written, because we write icons rather than paint them, it was written by a brother, Robert Lentz, who offered this icon in part as a reflection on the words of Matthew 25 that we heard today. What particularly struck me about this icon is that as you look at it, it is difficult to tell which side of the barbed wire Jesus is on. Is Jesus the prisoner that we are looking in on? Or are we the ones who are imprisoned? And Jesus is peering through that barbed wire with compassion at us. Sit for a few moments and look on this. Listen for your heart. And see what sense you carry from it. Which side of the barbed wire, of the fence depicted in this picture, is Jesus on? And I sat with this icon and I prayed with this icon all week. And it was an interesting choice for this week because it turns out this was also a week in which our nation was caught up in a conversation about immigration reform. If you have been anywhere near a newscast, you know that we are debating how to fix our broken immigration system, and we are doing it at quite loud volume. If you didn't know that immigration was an issue, you were probably on vacation on a tropical island far from electronic devices last week, and I apologize for plunging you into this on your first day back to civilization. But as I listened to the debate around immigration, and I considered the different points of view on it, and I prayed with this icon, I realized that you could also see in this icon the barbed wire of our border. That the question might well be, which side of the border is Jesus on? Because the barbed wire here looks a lot like the pictures I've seen of the U.S. border with Mexico. And Jesus peering through makes me wonder and think about how Jesus would respond to us as we contemplate the challenges of immigration in this country. Immigration is a really complicated issue. If there was a simple, easy solution we could all agree on, we would have already done it. There are lots of different viewpoints and many legitimate concerns as we think about how do we welcome immigrants into this country, how do we invite people to be part of our communities and part of our citizenry. There are many different and legitimate ways of exploring how we create an immigration system that offers both justice and mercy. There are plenty of things for us to talk about. But I have also observed stranger, that they will come with different language and different customs and different values, and they will change who we are as a country and who we are as a people, and that we are afraid that that change will not be good. I have seen and heard that we are afraid and fearful that if we welcome the stranger, they will come hungry and thirsty and naked, and we will have to provide food and drink and clothing. And that if we share with them, we will not have enough for ourselves. I have seen so much fear that if we offer what we have, there will not be enough for those who are already here. And I have seen fear that if we welcome the immigrant and the stranger, we will find that they are now the sick and those in prison, and that we will have to find out of our own resources some way to take care of them, to heal them, to visit them in prison, and that they will become a burden on our prosperous society, and they will become a limit to what we are capable of achieving. That if we welcome a stranger, they will be sick and in prison, and we will have to take care of them. Listening to the words of the gospel this morning, I have to tell you that if Jesus comes in all his glory, when the king sits on his throne and he calls us among the nations around him, and he says to us, "Where were you when I was a stranger, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was naked, when I was sick, when I was in prison?" And we say back, "Well, Lord, we were afraid. We were afraid we would not have enough. We were afraid of what might happen." That the Master will say to us, that Jesus in his glory will say to us, "Be gone, you accursed ones. Go to the punishment ordained for the devil and his angels." That we will be categorized with the goats because we have said, "Jesus, if we'd known it was you, we'd have done it differently. But we were afraid." I think it is essential for Christians to be part of this conversation and this debate, because I think as Christians, it is our calling to be part of this conversation with this image in front of us. Because I think if we start with this image, we can help our nation move beyond fear into something else, into a system that offers true justice. And I think we begin by looking at this image and asking, which side of the fence is Jesus on? If Jesus is on my side of the fence, the side of the fence where I, as a daughter of people who came here long before there were laws governing immigration, what would he say to me? What would he say to me about how we should treat the strangers seeking to come here to build new lives, fleeing oppression and violence and poverty? What would he say to me? What would he say if he was on my side of the fence and he was talking to undocumented immigrants in Lowell? What would he say to those gathered around afraid of deportation, afraid of having their family separated, afraid of what's going to happen next? What would Jesus have to say to Barack Obama? Mitch McConnell and John Boehner about the most important pieces and what needs to be paid attention to as we reform our immigration laws so that they build a system that is truly just and merciful. If Jesus is standing on my side of the fence, what would he say? And what if Jesus is standing on the other side of the fence? What if he's on the other side of the barbed wire that marks our border, standing perhaps with a woman and a child who have fled their homes in South America out of fear of violence and come hoping to start a new life? What would Jesus say to someone in a detention center, waiting to hear whether their asylum request will be granted, hoping against hope for welcome in a strange land? What would Jesus say to someone awaiting deportation, whose child is a citizen of the United States? What would Jesus say as we contemplate what's happening in our immigration system in this country? I think we as Christians must speak and remember and recall Christ's words to us. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. We should stop and spend some time with this image and ask, which side of the fence is Jesus on? Amen.